Message number 622. Those who follow the laws of God will be demonized and sought out. Sunday, November 25, 2012 at 06:45 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, my disciples must understand that the trials they endure in my name will only make them stronger. To all those followers of these holy messages, you must never allow attacks by other people to knock you down. Even when they do, when they trample all over you and then kick you while you lie there defenseless, know that I will then raise you up. You will each time become stronger, and then your fear will be lessened. Pray for those people because it is not their fault. They are being used by the deceiver to turn you away from this mission. Now you must be told that my mercy will soon wash over humanity like a flame of fire, and it will engulf the soul of every man. When this happens, the world will be steered into a calmer place. So many will convert, and that is good. But like a storm in the night, the Antichrist will arrive and dismantle this sense of peace. He will interrupt people's lives, although they will not notice at first. He will become a very powerful world leader, and you must never look him in the eye. Cast your eyes downwards. Place your trust in me and pray that those he infests can be redeemed. Just as it is with any storm which you know is coming, you must prepare well. Do not leave any part of your house without protection. Button down the hatches. Insulate you and your family from harm. This man has been given many powers by the beast, so you must protect yourselves from him, or he will be responsible for causing you to stain your soul. His wickedness will be carefully hidden from you, and you could, if you are not prepared, fall into his trap. The battle between good and evil will take place both on earth and outside of it all at the same time. The problem with this war is that those who side with the Antichrist and the false prophet will be seen to be doing great good in the world. Those who follow the laws of God will be demonized and sought out. My refuge is where you need to flee. My Sacred Heart will with every drop of my blood be poured over you in order to protect you. Never feel disillusioned. Never feel alone. I have joined all of you together through this and other missions. In time, all those who follow the instructions I give through all genuine prophets and visionaries will help salvage the souls of billions. Even 20 million of you, through your perseverance, trials, sufferings, and prayers, can save most of humanity. This is my promise to you. Pray, pray, pray for all of your brothers and sisters. For united we will all become part of my new kingdom, and all will be well. Be in no doubt, however, that much work needs to be done to convert the human race. It will be no easy feat, but the power and graces which I will accord to this mission will ensure that the holy will of my Father can be completed in the way it must be. Your Jesus.